I wonder how many of you can recite the headline of the last news article to appear on the Church of God in Wales website on September the 11th, just a few days ago now. The headline was Apocalyptic September, with a query. That article ended with the following words: "It is absolutely imperative that we all begin to understand that something has fundamentally changed. Our world has become much less stable. Apocalyptic events are starting to hit us one after another." And that is the end of the quote. It makes one wonder just how close we are to the end of this age. And this is the Day of Trumpets. In many ways, this marks an end and also marks a new beginning. This is the first day of the seventh month. It is the Feast of Trumpets, and the trumpets are plural. That is, more than one trumpet sounds. Our Saviour Jesus Christ will return to this earth in power and glory at the sound of the last trump. The book of Revelation goes through all seven of those trumpets. My overall purpose today is to encourage us all to recognise this day as the beginning of the future. The future that we've all been waiting for. What has been for so long our future hope will soon become a present reality for those who endure to the end. It is when the last trumpet sounds that this day will mark the beginning of God's kingdom here on this earth. If we turn to the book of Leviticus, chapter 23, and verses 23 to 24, we find this day listed as one of the eternal's holy days. A memorial, a blowing of trumpets. This is the fourth holy day of the seven. It is right in the middle, and in many respects, it is the fulcrum about which the plan of God revolves. So here we are in Leviticus chapter 23 and reading verses 23 and 24. "And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, In the seventh month, in the first day of the month, you shall have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, a holy convocation." Here is the commandment to observe this day, a special day, a holy convocation. This is a very special day. It marks the beginning of a new phase in the plan of God, in the creation of the family of newly born God beings. These newly born God beings will not only be children of God, but they will also be the bride of Christ, a bride who has made herself ready to serve as kings and priests under the King of Kings, Jesus Christ. It is this day that God's people mark a transition from mortal flesh and blood to becoming immortal spirit beings, children in the family of God. In the first epistle to the book of Corinthians, chapter 15, verses 47 to 52, we discover what has to happen to each and every one of God's people. This point is covered by the Apostle Paul in these few verses. Here the Apostle Paul points out to the church that in addition to having to change the way that we think and the way that we act, we also have to change from being physical to being immortal. Now, beginning in verse 47, we read the following words. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 47. "The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man, the Lord from heaven. As is the earthy, such are they that are earthy. And as is the heavenly, such are they that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. In the time immediately before the fulfillment of this day, all of God's people will have been sealed by the angel of God. And that is covered in the book of Revelation, chapter 7, verses 1 to 4. We won't turn there. There we are told, when our hope becomes a present reality, as the affianced bride to be, we will be collectively become the wife that has been made, that has made herself ready. We have to be changed in the way that we think and act, so that mentally, with every fibre of our being, we become as near God as we can possibly in our human frame, continually submitting to the guidance of God's Holy Spirit, continually seeking to forsake and overcome every human impulse and urge, becoming saturated by God's Holy Spirit, sealed in the way that God's mind works. In the epistle to the church in Thessalonica, chapter 4 and verses 15 to 17, the Apostle Paul tells us what will happen to those who have allowed God to mould them and create in them his wonderful and perfect, holy, righteous character. This will be the time when we are changed from mortal human beings to immortal spirit beings in the kingdom of God. Here, beginning in verse 15 of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, we read the following words. For this we say unto you, brethren, by the word of the Eternal, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not precede those which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we shall ever be with the Lord. This is the Feast of Trumpets. Again, I emphasize that trumpets is plural. The trumpet sounds seven times, and it is when the last trumpet sounds that we shall be changed. We will all see God as he is, and we will be just like him in every way, filled with his perfect, holy, righteous character, as his loving and obedient children made immortal. As we watch this world being torn apart with threats of human annihilation, fomented by madmen with biological, chemical and nuclear weapons, other deranged men peddling hatred, and the whole world heading towards financial meltdown, we must realise that this situation, this state of affairs, cannot last indefinitely. This earth itself seems to be trying to shake some sense into mankind. There are violent weather patterns right around the world. There are earthquakes, erupting volcanoes, floods, and vast areas of the earth are on fire. It is almost as if the earth is trying to spew mankind out of its system. As Jesus Christ himself stated, when the olive tree puts forth its branches, know that summer is nigh. Then as these days progress, we should remember the scripture that tells us, and when these things begin to come to pass, look up, lift up your heads, for your redemption draws nigh. That is in Luke chapter 21, verse 28. And being confident in this very thing, that when the last trumpet sounds, that he which has begun a good work in us will perform it until the last day, till that trumpet sounds. And that day is drawing closer to fulfillment, closer by the hour. This is the day of trumpets. This day represents the time when our future hope becomes a present reality. Remember that headline, Apocalyptic September Query. As these days progress from one crisis to another, perhaps we should consider these words. It is absolutely imperative that we all begin to understand that something has fundamentally changed. Our world has become much less stable, and apocalyptic events are starting to hit us one after another. There are seven blasts of the trumpet. It is absolutely necessary for us to realize that we must persevere and carry on until the last trump sounds, when the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we shall ever be with the Lord.